Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
Time for another Christmas Wish, and this morning we have Anna on the phone. Hey, good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Hi, Anna. We got your nomination for a Christmas Wish for Rose. Tell us a little bit about how you know Rose.
Rose and I are baseball moms, so we met at the Little League field, and that was probably about 5 years ago.
Right, okay.
And over the last few years, we've just become really good friends.
All right.
And I understand you both have boys that play.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, here's what we're going to do. Anna, we're going to have you read your nomination. We're going to get Rose on the line, and it would be okay if you read that to her?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Let's get Rose on. And she doesn't know anything about this, right? Big surprise?
That's correct.
Love that. Okay. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Rose?
Yes.
Hi, Rose. It's Jagger and Christie calling from Magic 92.5. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Hi, Rose. I'm sure you're wondering why we're calling. We do a little program called Christmas Wish every year, and you have been nominated for a Christmas Wish by your friend Anna.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Say hello, Anna.
Hi, Rose.
Now, we're going to do our best to see if Anna can get through reading her nomination. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, right. Anna.
Go ahead, Anna.
Okay, I'm going to try to not cry. My amazing friend Rose lost her husband suddenly on October 7th, 2023. He walked into his brother's birthday party and shortly after died of a massive heart attack.
Oh.
Ben and Rose struggled to make ends meet as a team, but never faltered in their love for one another and their boys. Now she's left to cover everything on her own with only half of the family income. She's afraid to lose her housing because rent is going up in December. Benny and Isaiah, their sons, are devastated. Ben was always with his boys, practice, school pickups, games, you name it. They were a solid unit of four who are loved dearly in our community. Both boys are great baseball players, which takes a lot of time, money, and effort. I want to help her sustain the sport for her boys for as long as possible, since that is the remaining link to their father. In all honesty, I just want her to have a happy Christmas, being her first as a widow. I want the boys to feel joy because of the crushing loss of their father. Whatever love can be offered to this family would be so greatly appreciated. I wish I could give you an inkling of the heartbreak this death has created in all who knew Ben. I wish there were enough words. All I can hope is that your efforts reach far and wide. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Rose, first of all, we are so deeply sorry for the loss of your husband.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No, we want to do a Christmas wish, and there's, you know, absolutely no way we can make anything better by bringing your husband back, but at least we can maybe help you through it. Would that be okay?
Yes.
All right. Do you guys have a Christmas tree yet?
No.
All right. Our friends at the Pinery Tree Farms would like you and the kids to go out to their farm and pick out a tree that you can put in the house and put presents under, okay?
This is awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And Barron's Market is a longtime associate of ours for Christmas Wish, and this year they want you to have a nice Christmas dinner, so they're giving you a $125 gift card to Barron's Market so you can pick out everything you need for a Christmas dinner for you and the boys.
Thank you so much.
Then you gotta have Christmas stockings. So we got the tree, we have dinner, you have to have stockings to hang somewhere for Santa to drop stuff in. So our good friend Sari, she would like to help out. She has some stocking stuffers from her company called CaliforniaVibes.net. Inside those stockings, Sari has lovingly put in some candies and stuff, and also, we hope this helps out, she put in $250 in cash that you can do whatever you want with.
Thank you so much.
Very welcome.
And I don't know if you heard about SeaWorld's Christmas celebration, but it is starting, and it's going on, and it's super fun, and maybe it would just be nice for you to get out with the family and head out to SeaWorld and enjoy some Christmas festivity and get you in the mood, okay? We've got SeaWorld tickets for you.
Nice.
Thank you.
So that's kind of the beginning of the Christmas with the tree and the stockings and the dinner. And you guys go to SeaWorld and see the Christmas stuff. So let's talk about the kids. Tell me about your kids. You have two boys. And what are their names?
Benny and Isaiah.
And how old is Benny?
Benny's 12 and Isaiah's 10.
And so we understand from Anna that her son and your boys play ball together, right?
Yeah.
And do they just love it? It's kind of when they're in their element?
It is their element, for sure.
Oh, that's so cool.
Well, we're going to give you a $500 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods, $250 for each boy, and they can go pick out whatever sporting goods that they possibly need for their baseball careers.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And we also have some toys for them from our friends at San Diego Family Magazine.
So you'll have plenty of stuff to put
this
under
the... This is amazing. Very overwhelming. Thank you so much.
Plenty of stuff to put under the tree. We also, boy, it's so cool. We have some really good friends of the Padres. And so we contacted our friends of the Padres, and they want to give you guys a Padres party package so you can take your boys. And Anna, what is your son's name?
My son's name is Tavi.
So Tavi's going to go too. You guys are all going to go. We got six tickets to go to a Padres game, okay?
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, they're going to love it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your medical expenses. We understand there's an outstanding balance from the emergency room visit.
Yeah, there's an outstanding balance from the emergency room visit from,
Yeah. Well, you know what? We don't want you to have to worry about that or even think about what that is for.
No, that needs to go away. So I know $1,000, we're going to pay it.
Oh, wow.
Get that off your
plate. Oh, my gosh. I honestly don't even have the words. Like, this is very overwhelming, and I truly appreciate everything.
Well,
thank
you.
Well, and we're throwing a lot at you, but... You know what? It's okay. You know, just relax and know that it's because we care, your family cares, Anna, and your community care, and just want to make this tough time a little easier for you, Rose.
Thank you. It is very overwhelming, and I've had a rough morning, and this definitely put a smile on my face.
Good.
We're not done yet, though. Sure.
We're not done yet, Rose. We're not done yet. Yeah, we're not done yet. So a little bird named Anna told us that there was a little problem with the beds, not comfortable, maybe just some weird memories about them. But anyway, we wanted to get you a brand new king bed mattress for your room. And then we wanted to get, for the boys' room, we want to get that a brand new full mattress bed for them.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
And, of course, those beds come from our friends at Jerome's. They're going to deliver them and even set them up in your home.
Oh, my God. And I don't even know what to say right now.
Another thing a little bird told us was that rent is going up. And I got to tell you, rent is already too high. The fact that it's going up again is insane. So here's what we want to do, Rose. If it's okay with you, we would like to pay your December rent and get that off your plate.
How is this even possible right now?
We have a lot of good friends, and we're very, very grateful for them all. And so we're going to pay your December rent of $2,900 just so you have a little bit of extra cash free flow that you can, you know, get other things situated. And so you can start the year out positive and maybe with a little bit of a plan on where you want things to go.
Thank you so much.
I know there's going to be a lot of adjusting that you'll have to do.
It definitely is. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I truly appreciate it. You guys definitely put a smile on my face this morning.
Good.
The only thing I need now to make this Christmas wish come true is a Merry Christmas on the count of three. You guys ready? Here we go. One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
If you know someone who could use some help this season, nominate them. Or you can even give back and make someone's Christmas wish come true. Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.